This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Students are moving into the dormitories at the University of Michigan this week. Eastern Michigan University has delayed move-in for most students for another 3 weeks to better get a grip on COVID-19. There have been some minor outbreaks among athletic teams and area high schools, and it remains to be seen how the academic year is going to play out in any school at any level. Joining us on WEMU this morning is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. She is the Public Information Officer for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Well, as I mentioned, EMU yesterday announced it would delay student move-in for a period of 3 weeks and move to remote learning throughout that period. President James Smith noted that the decision was made with input from health officials. Is this the preferable move among those in the county health department?
You know, it's interesting, definitely from an infection control standpoint, if we're reducing the face-to-face contact, then we're going to reduce and or slow the spread of illness. So specifically from that point, yes, good decision. All the other aspects of this certainly get more complicated. You know, is that best for students' learning or emotionally for anybody? It's harder to say, but definitely from the spread of illness standpoint, reducing that face-to-face contact at this point is going to prevent additional surges.
So from that same very specific public health perspective and the spread of COVID-19, might it not have been the safer and wiser choice at the U of M too?
In terms, again, of the spread of illness, yes. But also we have this, you know, behavior aspect to it, right? If we can get together in ways that are safer in terms of spreading illness, using that distance, using those face coverings, doing lots of good hand cleaning, we have demonstrated that it is possible to keep the increase in cases low, to keep that down.
So
however,
as we continue towards that end, let's go back for just a second. How would you assess the rate of infection in Washtenaw County over the past several weeks?
Yeah, in Washtenaw, I would say we're at this sort of fairly steady, elevated rate. You know, since things, restrictions have loosened, things have reopened, we've been at this somewhere between 20 and 30 cases a day. We were down into the single-digit reports for a while there when everything was more closely locked down, shall we say. People were staying home a lot. Only essential workers were going out. Now we've been sort of holding steady in that 20 to 30 per day. And in terms of the type of cases we see, the demographics rather, we continue to see more cases among younger people and many, many cases that are related to social gatherings. And you know, that's not necessarily a euphemism for protest, but literally parties and hanging out and those kind of activities without social distance or face coverings.
And as such, most of the most recently confirmed COVID-19 cases are now found in younger people, correct?
Yes. In our last two-week snapshot, we had about 60% of cases in people under 30.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we continue our conversation with Washtenaw County Health Department Public Information Officer Susan Cerniglia. Ann Arbor City Council last night redeclared a state of emergency and then passed a new ordinance that could result in a civil fine of up to $250 for those found in violation and mandates observance of Governor Whitmer's emergency order of wearing masks and the Washtenaw Health Department's order on limiting social gatherings. So I think perhaps it's important we revisit exactly what the health department limits are.
Yes, the health department limits essentially took the state orders already in place, so the ones that limit gathering size outside to 100 and inside to 10, and that's people not of the same household, and our local order further reduced that outside limit down to 25. And of course, there's also the order in place to wear face coverings in any indoor public locations and any outdoor crowded ones. So those orders remain in effect at the state level, and our local Washtenaw County one reduced that outdoor gathering limit to 25 and specific to the cities of Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, where our large universities are located.
So let's look at what's happened at college campuses around the country, even at Michigan State, Central Michigan University. As soon as students gather, there are significant spikes. Even with all of the known safety precautions students, staff, and faculty can take, too many are not following protocol, as you've mentioned. When there are that many people in any one area, is there really a way to prevent a significant increase in COVID cases?
That's really the challenge. Because, as you said, there's conditions, there's the culture around the gathering and, you know, college life that is arguably an important part of college life. But when you have large numbers of people, you have people coming from all over the country or area, and you have them living in close, what we call congregate settings, then you really have a formula for being able to spread illness very, very quickly. And that's part of the concern, right? That there'll be a case or a few cases, and that will spread like wildfire.
There is a distinct lack of a national protocol when it comes to this. And even in the state, universities, K-12 school districts, there is an allowance for local decisions. How closely is Washtenaw County's Health Department working with the state to determine best policies and practices?
You know, given the sort of pace of activity and the many, many factors, it's not as close as you might guess. Certainly, we have some interaction and we work, you know, with them, but we are not necessarily helping to craft those decisions at the state level, and we're not necessarily hearing about them, you know, before others are, and that's, you know, can be tricky to manage.
Sure.
That said, we certainly have a relationship to the state health department and, you know, work with them closely in many ways to carry out and enforce those state orders and also to provide input about what we're seeing and what we are doing locally.
We are getting a public health update on 89.1 WEMU from Susan Cerniglia. Susan is public information officer at the Washtenaw County Health Department. As we discussed a bit earlier, the COVID caseload in Washtenaw County has been holding relatively steady, 20 to 30 new cases reported daily. Since the pandemic began, there have been nearly 2,900 confirmed and probable cases with a total of 117 fatalities. With an anticipated uptake in cases early this fall, are there preparations being made? Should extra space be needed for quarantine or, worse yet, hospitalizations?
I mean, fortunately, at this point, with many of our cases now being among younger people and healthier people, we haven't seen large increases in hospitalizations or deaths at this point.
But those interactions between young people and older mm-hmm. people are going to increase, and yep. that raises the possibility.
Right. Certainly, as infection spreads, it reaches more people, and everything could be compounded, right? So we are seeing some hospitalizations right now, but not surges, so there's still capacity there. We are very concerned as we potentially see large increases about, our capacity as a health department to investigate each case and to do that contact tracing, because that's a limited capacity. And with the size of our universities and the number of people and the potential for that to spread quickly, our capacity there could be overwhelmed very, very quickly. So there have been some conversations with the university about working together to expand that capacity. But I would not say we're overly confident that there's a ton of extra capacity there. So one of the things that could certainly happen, things reopen, the cases quickly reach a level that we can't necessarily keep up, then we'll have to either, you know, work closely with the university to take voluntary actions or consider actions, because we wouldn't be able to sustain a large number in terms of our contact tracing.
So that is a huge undertaking. Even just the possibility is a lot of work and preparation. And there is still so much that is unknown about COVID-19, and in particular the potential for long-term health ramifications. While young people seem to weather the virus better, we hear about heart and lung issues, we hear about damage to organs. Is that a part of the tracking that the health department is doing to see if we can get a better handle on what is happening beyond the initial infection?
Well, certainly we are in touch with people. You know, we do see a number of people that we monitor them throughout the course of their active illness. And certainly we do see cases where people are ill or actively ill for a very, very long time. The other part of that sort of monitoring the long-term implications is really more of a healthcare provider and research function. So we're not doing that as much, but I would say just based on following people through their active illness, this is not, for many people, a quick bout, you know, a two-week bout of virus. For many of our folks that become more ill, the virus really lingers and has some long-term course of illness.
And that's going to change the way you have to go about your business over the years to come, isn't it?
Definitely. There's a lot of questions about what, you know, the potential is for people to have, for people to become immune to this, for people to become reinfected. A lot of unanswered questions about this. So at this point, you know, even if someone's had and recovered from this, we wouldn't necessarily advise them not to take precautions, right? We want everyone to keep taking those same precautions because we just don't know at this point.
Well, I know that there are a lot of unanswered questions, but I am always grateful that you take time to answer the questions you can for us. I appreciate it, Susan.
Thank you very much.
That is Susan Cerniglia, Washtenaw County Health Department Public Information Officer. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.